I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. Regardless of what's going on, it's not too big for God to help you with. You can overcome it. You can, even if it's been something you've been entangled with, bogged up with for years, God can do it. I'm telling you, He can do it. All things are possible with God, but there's another part of that. All things are possible to him or her that believes. And it's a choice. It's a choice. Don't think you can't. Don't think faith is some mysterious thing that some are just born with and some have and we don't know why. No, it's a choice. Every day you have choices. Do I doubt? Or do I believe? Do I fear? Or do I trust? It's a choice. So everybody said out loud today, I choose not to fear, but to trust God. Father, we do. We look to you, we rely on you, and we choose to trust you. We don't have to understand it all to make that choice, and we do make that choice. We trust you. Show us what we need to see and know for today, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We've been on a series for a number of weeks now that we're calling Faith for Provision. And we're giving one by one 30 reasons why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. That's a lot of all, right? All inclusive. Amen. Doesn't change. Does that sound like God?
Yes.
That's Him. That's Him. And so without going over all of them, we're down to reason number 13 in our study. If you haven't been with us, go online, faithschool.org, and they're all there, all the previous messages. Won't cost you anything, no charge. Go take advantage of that and catch up with us. And we've been looking at the redemptive names of the Lord, those Jehovah compound names. And there are 9 of them that we've been going over in our study. And we have already looked, hallelujah, at Jehovah in Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies us, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, our victory, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who's present, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. And then we looked at Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. Then we looked at number 8, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, so much there. And we're down to number 9, which is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Reckon, could you see some provision in this one? It's about as direct as you could get, right? You'll find this in Genesis 22. When the Lord told Abraham to take his son, his only begotten son, and he said, take him and I'll show you where to go and offer him up as a sacrifice to me. Only time the Lord ever said that to anybody. And even in that case, he arrested him from doing it, following through. But it was redemption. Because in order for him to have the right to give his son for mankind, offer up as a sacrifice, his covenant friend man had to be willing to do that for him. And gave him covenant. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And when you get to heaven, you are to hug Abraham. Thank you, sir. Right? Because You know, how many people would do this? How many people would be willing to do this? You know, he is the reason why he's called the friend of God, and now he's called the father of faith. And we're called his seed, the seed of Abraham. So he should have a special place in our hearts and minds. And what happened is Abraham didn't hesitate. He got up the next morning and got the boy and got his servants and headed out. And eventually the Lord showed him the mountain. And so at the base of the mountain, he turns and looks at his servants and says, I and the lad will go and return. Huh? If you look at the book of Hebrews, it tells you that Abraham had concluded, since God told him that in Isaac his seed would be, that he's going to have to raise him from the dead. And isn't that exactly what happened with God and his son?
Yes.
Right? Can you see this?
Yes.
And so in essence, Abraham, well, Hebrews says that in a figure he did receive him from the dead. Because if the angel hadn't arrested him, he would have killed him. And then God would have had to raise him from the dead. But in God's mind, he's looking at the heart. And in his heart, Abraham had already done it. And so he is believing that they are both coming back and going home. And they can tell mama about it later. Woo! Yeah. And as they're going up the mountain to perform the sacrifice, Isaac looked at his dad and said, we got the fire in the fire pot. You know, we got the wood. Where's the sacrifice? We don't have, you know, an animal for the sacrifice. And in verse 8, Abraham said, my son, God will provide. Hallelujah. God will provide himself. Or some translations say God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. And so that is, we're going to see that in just a moment, one of these compound redemptive names, Jehovah Jireh. But that's what it was prefaced with, is the Lord will provide. And boy, that's a good thing to say over yourself.
Amen.
And any time, I mean, don't let this be too simple for you. This is strong faith. Something comes up, you got an unexpected bill, whatever the case might be, the thought hits your mind, what are we going to do? Let me hear you say it.
The Lord will
provide. The Lord will provide.
Amen.
God will provide. You need to open your mouth and say it. In these situations, you understand what I'm saying? In these situations, as things come up, don't sit there and let fear contaminate you. Open your mouth and remind yourself of how many times he's come through for you in the past, right? How many times he's come through, and what we're about to see, that he is Jehovah Jireh. He was Jehovah Jireh to Abraham and his descendants, and he is Jehovah Jireh to me and to mine and always will be. And nobody has a right to say he used to be and is no longer. No, he is.
Amen.
Somebody say he is.
He is.
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
And so verse 14, after the angel had arrested him and God spoke to him and told him what he did about seeing that he hadn't withheld his only son, Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. What shall be seen? It'll be seen what God told Isaac coming up the mountain, God will provide. Did Isaac see what his father told him?
Yes.
He said, because Isaac said, you know, where's the sacrifice? He said, God himself will provide it. He'll provide the lamb. And so I guess Isaac had lived with Abraham long enough. He's like, okay, you know, I've seen it before, right? God come through. And sure enough, once it had all taken place, that's Abraham called the name of that place, Jehovah Jireh. I know some people pronounce it Yireh, but that messes up the song. And I'm not saying which one is right, but Jehovah Jireh for our purposes. In the mount of the Lord, it shall be what? Seen. Actually, the word Jehovah, the word Jireh means seeing. The Lord who sees. So we say, well, how do you get provision out of that? Look at the word provision. Right? Pro. What?
Vision.
Vision is seeing. The Lord is Jehovah who sees. Well, what's that got to this whole passage is about provision, though. What does that mean? He sees ahead and provides the supply before time.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Isn't that exactly what happened when Isaac was saying, where's the sacrifice? And he said, the Lord will provide. Well, we know this was bigger. This is covenant, and this is about God offering his son. But the immediate thing, you still needed a sacrifice after Isaac wasn't killed. Did God do that? Where was he? There was a ram, got his horns caught in the thicket, just happened to be right there handy, convenient. And my question is, where was that ram 3 days ago?
Right.
Where was that? Where was that ram? Huh? You know where he was? On the way. He was on the way. Why? Because God saw ahead, right? He saw ahead, and the ram didn't know what was going on, but he munched over here, and he munched over there, and he scrubbed his back up against this, and he thought, I think I ought to go a little higher. So he goes up higher. Then he thought, I think I should take a left, you know? And he just wound up at exactly the right place at the right time. Oh, come on, can you see this? Is this Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides? This is not getting somewhere and not having what you need.
That's right.
This is not running out. This is not lacking. This is God always being ahead. Always having. And if you and I are on the path we're supposed to be on, God has already pre-staged everything we're going to need. I mean the rest of your life. The rest of your life. Because he knows the end from the beginning. He's blessing people and prospering them that are supposed to help you, getting them in positions. He's putting people in positions of authority that you're going to need help with and favor with 5 years from now, 10 years from now. He is the Almighty. He is the Most High. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees ahead and takes care of everything. The Lord who provides. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prevision and provision. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Look at Isaiah 48. Man, if you don't like this, I don't know what to tell you. Isaiah 48 and 17. It says, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, which does what?
Teaches you
to what?
Profit.
To go broke.
No.
Huh? Teaches you to profit, which leads you by the way that you should go. Now look at this. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer. Mm-hmm. We already talked about Jehovah being that. I am what? The Lord, your God, that teaches you to profit. This is another revelation of God himself. Who are you, Lord? I'm the Lord who shows you how to increase.
Amen.
That's not the God who puts you through lack. That's not the same thing. And we're talking about the same thing when Abraham answers his son and says, God will provide. God himself will provide. God will provide himself. All of those are true, covering different areas. And then when it was finished, did Abraham see that God had provided? Did Isaac see that God had provided? I mean, in every way. And they, you know, Abraham had a clue of it. Jesus said he saw my day, but he didn't see the fullness of all that was going to transpire in connection with this. But the fact was, what was ringing in him that day when he said, I'm naming this place. The Lord provides. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah sees and he prepares and he provides. And here in Isaiah, he's seeing the same thing. And the Lord said to him, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Now see, if Abraham hadn't gone where the Lord told him to go, the ram wouldn't have been there. Wouldn't have been the same situation. So if you're going to get up and just, you know, go off the rails and do your own thing and never pray and never check in with God and get on the wrong track and the wrong road, well, provision is not pre-staged on that road. And you could actually go through some rough places you shouldn't be going through. And without provision and without protection, you can get in trouble. You can get hurt, and people are doing that, and then they're going, God, I don't know why you're putting me through all this. Wrong question. Wrong statement. You got off. You need to go back and get back on the right road, right? And you'll find that on this road, the path of the just, it gets brighter and brighter till the full day's sun, and you keep coming into blessed places. You keep pulling into the next town, you know, Healingville and Prosperity Town, and, right? And Victory Station. And you pull in there and you go, God's already set all this up for me. He knew I was coming. Yeah, because you're following Him. And on His path and on His road is full provision. Provision. And the Amplified of this says it like this, Isaiah 48, 17, Amplified. Says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Then he says, oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments. This is the thing that's annoying to the Lord. He's got all this set up for you, right? He said, I'm going to lead you into plenty. I'm going to lead you into profit and increase and victory. And then people go, yeah, I don't want to go that way. I'm going to do this. You know, they're doing this now. And I'm just going to do this. And I'm going to wait a while. And I'm going to pray about it. To who? And procrastinate. And he said, this is the way. Go. Right? And so you got people saying, yeah, but you know, God, the Lord's taken me through some hard times. And well, now that doesn't agree with this. He said, I'm the Lord that teaches you to profit, that leads you in the way you should go. And he says, oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments, then your peace and prosperity would have been like a flowing river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. The Good News Translation says, if you had only listened to my commands. That is the number one problem on the planet. Won't listen. I'm telling you, it's the number one problem on the planet. People won't listen to God. But if you will, you're going to find out some good things. He said, if you had listened to my commands, then I would have what? I'd have taught you through poverty. No. Blessings would have flowed to you like a stream that never goes dry. Victory would have come to you like waves that roll on the shore. Yes. Yes. The NET, the New English, says it like this. This is what the Lord your protector says. The Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you how to succeed, who leads you in the way you should go. These do you hear these names? I am the Lord that what? That provides for you, that sees ahead and takes care of you. And I am the Lord that leads you in the way that's going to be success, going to be increase and profit and victory.
Amen.
Somebody say, yes, you are, Lord. You are the Lord who leads me and teaches me to profit. He goes on to say, I'm the Lord who teaches you how to succeed, who leads you in the way that you should go. If only you had obeyed my commandments. Can you hear the heart of the Lord?
Yes.
He's so big. His grace is so vast. His love, he delights in showing mercy. He enjoys fixing problems in people. Mercy means you messed up.
Yes.
You know, if you did everything right, you can get by on justice. But you need mercy because you didn't do everything right. And if you get what's coming to you, you're in trouble. But God delights, the scripture said, was that Micah? God delights in showing mercy. And you're all messed up and you cry out and say, God, sorry, I didn't listen. I was dumb. Have mercy on me. Help me. And God smiles and goes, be glad to. In fact, he enjoys it. Well, certainly any good father would, right? Any good mother, if their son, their daughter really messed up and was in a bad way, and they said, Mama, Daddy, help me. I've been stupid, but would you help me? A good parent's going to go, yeah, baby, yes. I will help you, right? Especially if you had unlimited resources. I am the Lord who leads you in the way you should go. I am the Lord who teaches you how to profit. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, Romans 8 says it like this. Romans 8, we're talking about Jehovah Jireh. Romans 8:32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him freely give us all things? We need to see the relative value of money and things compared to what God has given us in Christ. It is tiny. If the Lord was ever going to say, that's too much, it would have been with Jesus. Right? And if he, come on, read this with me again. If he what? He didn't spare his own son, but did what? Gave him up. Gave him. What will God give you? He's already shown it. He's already demonstrated. Basically, there's nothing he won't give you. Because he gave us his son. And he's going on to say, if he didn't withhold him, if he didn't spare to give us him, how will he not also, along with him, freely give us all things? The Lord's never going to look at a clothes and go, that's too much. That's too expensive. A car. Oh, are you kidding? Look at the price on that car. The house. Oh, that's too expensive. Not compared to what he's already given us. It's nothing. It's peanuts. You understand what I'm saying? And when he gave us Christ, he gave us everything else. He gave us, we already talked about, righteousness, peace, hallelujah. He gave us everything that goes with that, and it didn't exclude a little money to pay your bills, right? How many understand how foolish that is? God gave us all of this. Jesus gave us his own righteousness right off of himself. The Father gave us Jesus. He gave us his blood. He gave us his life. He gave us everything. And then he goes, oh no, you know, that $500 is too much. That's ridiculous, right? That's ridiculous. Money is a tiny, tiny, tiny little thing. And yet the Lord wants you to have it. The scripture said, you know, Jesus just said, don't seek what the world is seeking after, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things are going to be added to you. Hallelujah. Now in Philippians 4 is a very familiar scripture to some, and some it's brand new, but it's a New Testament repeated thought of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who is our provider. Paul had partners that were sending things to help him, even when he was in jail. Money, food, clothes, supporting him. And so he basically, Philippians is a partner letter that he's writing to those that have been praying for him and given to him. And he said, I received, you know, what you sent to me. In the fourth chapter of Philippians, verse 14, you did well that you communicated with my affliction. He said, no church at that time communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but only you. You sent once and again to my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. He said, but I have all and abound. I am full. Does that sound like broke?
No.
Got all the bills paid, got everything taken care of. We got extra, we got food, we got clothes, we got everything we need. Why? Because we got Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Jehovah Jireh is still in operation. Yes. And then he said, I want you to know my God, verse 19, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is that still Jehovah Jireh? Is that still God providing? And that's New Testament. That's Philippians. It's also where you are. It's also where I am.
Amen.
Say it out loud. God is
my provider
every day of my life. Well, we'll see you again soon back here in Faith School. This word is working in us, and our faith is increasing, faith for provision. It's not just for us, though. It's to help others. The Scripture says that God's able to make all grace abound toward us. As it's written, He has dispersed abroad. He's given to the poor. His righteousness remains forever. That's why we want to have more and more resources, not just to pile it up for us personally, but to reach more with more and do more. And you have become, many of you are partners with us already, and be looking around and be believing for more and more so that you can give and be a conduit for more and more. Lord, I speak increase over all of our partners, and I thank you, Lord, that you have made us your hands and your answers to prayer and your conduits of blessing to others. Let it grow stronger and stronger and greater and more to your glory in Jesus' name. That's exactly the will of God. Everything He blesses multiplies. It becomes bigger and greater and just reaches further and further and further. You and I are right in the middle of this. Well, come back next week. There'll be more to see. See you soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.